Mayor, I'm going to turn off the chimes, and then I'm going to introduce myself and then turn it over to you. So let me just see where the tone control is. Here we go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here tonight. We know it's sort of late on the East Coast, but one of the beauties of this program is that we have a whole contingency, not on the West Coast alone, but also in Alaska and all over the United States. So thank you so much for being flexible on the timing. We know it's late for some and still early for others. My name is Aaron Robin, and I'm the Executive Director of BBYO Passport. And along with Mayor Tenenbaum, Rabbi Mayor Tenenbaum, we oversee the March of the Living experience for BBYO, which sends over 200 people every year on 5 buses to, you know, Poland and Israel to relive this beautiful experience that March of the Living has created to renewal and remembrance. I'm going to turn it over to Mayor, and he's going to speak more about the experience, what to prepare, and what to think about, and how the program is going to be structured. This call will be about 45 minutes, and again, it's recorded, so if you have any friends or family that may have missed it, you can watch it and listen again. Thanks so much. So here's Mayor.
Hi, Aaron. Thank you so much. This is so great talking to all of you that I came to you, and then that was my words are making sense, so if you understand what I'm saying. As Aaron mentioned, I appreciate you joining in, though it's late. I promise you that it's latest for me. It is a little after 3 in the morning. Actually, now it's 4 in the morning because we just changed the clock. So if my words don't make any sense, I promise you it's because of the hour. So thank you so much for not only sending your child on the march you're living with us and trusting us to with the well-being of your child, and spending the time on this call, but for all the work you've done in getting your child ready and all the work we've asked, all the forms, and we're so excited and grateful for this experience to have with your team. A little bit of a background about the March of the Living. So personally, this will be my 13th March of the Living, but the March of the Living has run every year since 1988. And I know that, even from an outsider perspective, BYO has been one of the longest standing delegations. If I'm not mistaken, they have had representatives on every single march since its inception. I think they originally sent 2 delegates the first march, and thank God this year we're up to about 200 or so, and it's going to be exciting, amazing, and an incredible experience. It was started really just by survivors themselves, with just a few people around them, and it's really blossomed and grown into this experience where your team will experience this March of Living with over 10,000 other teams in Poland and similarly again in Israel just a week later. The goal of the March of Living is not just education, not just an experience to learn outside the classroom, but it's really it's an engaging interaction. It's an experiential learning with survivors, with teams, with educators. It's an all-encompassing, incredible, transformative experience. And educationally, I've been involved in the March for several years, as I mentioned, and you can really tell the transformative nature of the experience. Teams come out really just so enthused and have such a greater awareness of their identity and who they are as Jews. And so it's an incredible experience. And as I mentioned, we're so grateful that you're sending your team on this experience, and we're excited to participate and help them engage and have this experience with us. Some might consider the March of the Living to be a 2-week or at least a week in Poland, just a sad and very dark and deep emotional time. I just want to let you know that that's not the way the March of Living is, certainly not the way I intended for me, and then the itinerary that we planned, it's not the case. This experience will certainly have ups and downs. We'll be going from these incredible highs, dancing in synagogues, meeting other teams, having fun experiences in Israel, and even in Poland itself, really having great high festive celebratory moments. And then, of course, we'll have the real, you know, hard moments when we'll grapple with what it means to be a Jew and what it means to walk through Auschwitz and where was God in Birkenau and how could this happen in my diet. So certainly there are those moments too. But I would characterize the March of Living as a real roller coaster of emotions with incredible experiences that range both from, you know, exuberance to terrible sadness. And it's a tough trip. It has its emotional ups and downs, and that's what we're there for. We're there to help them, to guide them, to educate, and to really help them reflect and process. And to that end, it's been very important that on our trip together, we will have reflections at least every other night in Poland. And we will also have, and you'll hear more about this throughout this call, and hopefully throughout the trip as well, that we will provide every team with a journal that really has thoughtful, provoking reflection pages and journaling pages to really help them process this experience, because we know it's a challenging trip for them to go, and we want them to really process it as much as they can, and to really help foster proper process and reflection throughout the trip itself. Every year, the March of Living has decided to have a different theme or honor different survivors or different victims of the Holocaust. This year, the March of Living International has pledged that this year's march will commemorate the loss of the Greek Jewry. So if there's any of your families that have that history, that rich tradition of Greek Jewry, that thousands of Jews are killed from Salonika, please talk to your team about it, because that will be the focus in the march this year. We'll be sure to increase our narratives of the Greek tragedy during the trip, and the ceremony at the conclusion of the March of the Living itself from Auschwitz to Birkenau, that will also highlight that experience, that story, that narrative as well. So if you have that story in your history, please talk to your team about it, so they can truly appreciate that rich heritage and better understand the march. This year we're traveling, as I mentioned, with 200 teams. There are 5 buses that we are taking together. There's also an adult delegation from BBYO that will cross paths with us, I think occasionally, will not travel with us though. Our buses do always travel together and do the same trip, same itinerary. We eat the meals together, we stay in the same hotels. There's one little exception that one of our buses, made up of a delegation from Dallas and Seattle, some of you may be on this call, they will be having a slightly different itinerary just in Shabbat in Poland and one day in Israel. But for the most part, there will be a cohesive group of 5 buses that will always do everything together. And part of this experience is this family forming, this social interaction of getting to know the other 198 or so teams with them and forming this experience of creating this team family that's sharing this experience together. The trip is intense, we recognize that, and there's certainly going to be relaxation time built into the itinerary. We're hoping to have some free time in Krakow, maybe some free time in Lublin, and certainly in Israel itself there'll be plenty of free time as well. Within the confines of our group, we will have moments when they can go to the Shuk in Ben Yehuda, the Shuk in Tel Aviv, the Old City, and certainly in Matzmut as well. If you have family or friends that would like to visit with your teen on the trip, looking at the itinerary that we've sent out, it is those moments when they can meet up with the teen. So, for example, while we're walking on Ben Yehuda, if they have a cousin, aunt, uncle that wants to meet up with them, that would be the time, not during the rest of the itinerary. But those times when we're in those public spaces, in the Shuk and Tel Aviv and Ben Yehuda and Old City, those would be the moments. So I would encourage you to consult the itinerary and then work with those family and friends. If they want to visit, that would be the correct time. I want to just go over now for a few moments what our staff looks like for this trip and who is joining us on each bus. So on each of the buses, there will be 2 BBYO staff members. On the 5th bus, there will be a couple more staff members as well. There will be 2 BBYO staff members plus a guide from Israel. He will also be the guide in Poland as well, and they will be there to guide, help teach and educate and really provide a narrative and background at each of our locations that we go to. Additionally, there will be security, which we'll talk about momentarily. We are also privileged that we will have the opportunity to be accompanied by a survivor, Paul Glan, who is lives right now in New York. And I myself have spent some time with him over the last few months, and he really is passionate about spending time with your teams. He wants so much this experience that he can talk to the teams on the buses and in other moments where he can, you know, as Elie Wiesel said, a witness to a witness becomes a witness himself, and he really wants to further the next generation of witnesses. It is his lifelong dream and goal to spread the story to the next generation, and we are so privileged and fortunate to have him with us And I know your team will talk about his stories and will forge this relationship with him that will really be very, very incredibly rewarding and enriching. This year also, we're fortunate that one of our buses will have an additional survivor from Warsaw. He was actually in the Warsaw Ghetto, a survivor from Majdanek, Max Globin. And we're really excited to have him with us as well. So your teams will actually have a unique opportunity to hear from two survivors. I don't think that's happened for a while on our Bidueo marches. Additionally, there is a registered nurse, Sandy Greenberg, who will be traveling with us. One of our BYO staff member will also function as wellness specialist, and she's also a licensed social worker. Additionally, bus number five will have a social worker as well. So really feel very confident that your child's medical and emotional needs will certainly be watched over and taken care of by our incredible staff. Additionally, it's very, very important to our trip to also have music. It really helps engender the emotional components of the trip, and it helps foster the education as well. And so we are so privileged to have not just Eric Honker with us, who is BYO Swung leader and has done so many summer programs and conventions, international, regional, and I'm sure your team knows him very well, but also Bus Number 5 additionally will have another incredible musician. So really, this unit of staff is really incredible. It's experienced, dedicated, knowledgeable, and talented. So it promises to be an amazing experience with this large, diverse, and talented staff that was traveling with us. I'll talk for a moment about security. You can rest assured that every security measure is taken. It is, you feel completely safe. I know that's hard to envision in today's world and times we live in, but every bus in Poland has a security guard, and of course in Israel as well. On the March of the Living itself, both in Poland and in Israel, the streets are literally lined with soldiers, fully armed. You feel very secure and very safe. Additionally, March of the Living provides its written Israeli security also they bring to Poland. So if you feel very, very safe and secure, as much as you can be, there are police cars all around us at all times. We do not walk on the streets ever alone in Poland without our security with us. We do not go anywhere without security. So you feel very safe and very secure as much as you can. Of course, the buses are the charter buses, and they're locked whenever they're not in use. Our luggage is never exposed, never opened, and obviously we'll be as diligent and as vigilant as we can about security, and really should be no concerns or questions about security. Kashrut by the dietary needs, I'll talk a little bit about that. All the meals on the program are kosher. The food in Poland is generally brought from Israel. Some of it's brought from the kosher caterer in Vienna. But all the food is kosher. Dietary restrictions situations, I hope that you have filled that out on the forms. But if you have not, please make sure that we know that going into it. We'll do the best we can to ensure that everybody's dietary needs are met. And if there's any questions about the kashrut of the food, or if you'd like to have a special conversation, please don't hesitate to reach out to our email, and I'll be sure to get back to you on that. There are different levels of kashrut, and I know that there are some of you that may require special kashrut, so we'll try to work together and make sure that everybody's needs are met. I'll talk for a moment about Shabbat. So Shabbat, of course, we don't travel on the buses ever on Shabbat. And in our environment, in our pluralistic BYO community, everybody's needs and religious observances are met and will be. It's an incredible opportunity, this trip for us, that we'll have 200 kids from different backgrounds and different religious affiliations and levels of observance. And it's incredible and amazing to watch the community blend together. There'll be different options, different alternatives. Friday and Shabbat will include prayer moments. They will include some learning moments. And there'll be special Shabbat programming. In Lublin, we will have an incredible opportunity to tour the city of Lublin, which, from my understanding, no March of Living group has ever been there for Shabbat before. And there's so much to do and see in Lublin, and we're excited to, in a way, bring Shabbat back to Lublin, which pre-war was an incredibly vibrant Jewish community, and we're so excited to be able to have that experience in Lublin and bring some life back to Shabbat in Lublin. In Beit Shan also, the hotel we're staying at has a pool, and they'll be open on Shabbat for those that's how they observe Shabbat. That option will be open for them, but for the other options as well. There will be an incredible tour of an archaeological dig, and there will also be There are learning moments in Shabbat in Lublin, in Beit Shad. So really, it's exciting Shabbat. There's so much to do, so much to see, and everybody's religious observances will be met, and we'll have that opportunity to celebrate and observe in the way they're most comfortable with. Also, it's a good opportunity for team leadership and volunteerism in the BYO spirit. As you know, from summer programs and conventions, a lot of your teams have been involved in Shabbat leadership. And just today, I saw that there are a whole bunch of your teams have reached out already to be involved, and we're so excited to have that forum, that opportunity, that they can take the lead in some of the Shabbat programming, and we know that we're in great hands with your team to take charge of these events and Shabbat programming. So we're so excited to see what they'll come up with and how they'll enhance the Shabbat atmosphere, both in Poland and both in Israel. The part that none of us like to talk about, but we do have to spend a few moments on, are the program rules and expectations. So there are some rules that, unfortunately, violation of them are potentially immediate grounds for dismissal. Those are generally related to things like the nature of physical violence, drug or alcohol, substances, and leaving the group without authorization. Any of those violations, and when I talk about drug and alcohol, I don't just mean just consumption, I mean possession of as well. Any violations of any of those areas can potentially be immediate grounds for dismissal. Additionally, being in another room that is not your own room, that is not a meeting space, it is not a gathering space. We don't allow anybody in rooms that are not their own. Of course, if you have to go in for something to borrow something, that's one thing and can be done under the proper circumstances, but hanging out in other rooms is absolutely not tolerated, and neither is sneaking out of the hotel. That those things, violations of those, like sneaking out of the hotel, leaving a group at any time, can be immediate grounds for dismissal.
I want to reiterate what Mayor said just because it's so important and it really has such a dramatic, dramatic effect not only on your child, your children's friends, and the group as a whole. Every once in a while we have situations where teens do test and push the boundaries, and in order for us to maintain what Mayor said was that we provide a safe and meaningful experience, we do have to enforce these rules to make sure we're maintaining that level of keeping your child safe. So please reiterate that whatever you choose to do on your own watch, under your supervision, it's your prerogative. We're not making judgments here, but under our watch and our supervision, we are explicitly asking for your honor and your commitment to coaching your child into understanding the value and the importance of the rules that we've set out. So thank you. I just want to chime in because it's so important.
Yes, thank you, Aaron. Similarly, vaping, other thing in that realm will not be tolerated as well. Of course, possession of weapons will not be tolerated. We also do not allow any tattoos or piercings on any of our programs. So again, please reiterate that to your child. We expect that they shall come home in the same way that they joined us originally without any alterations to the bodies whatsoever on our trip. I want to just get now into, for a few moments, what our expectations are. While those are disciplinary measures that can result in immediate dismissal from the trip, there are other expectations that we really fully expect that these will be honored and adhered to, and they're so incredibly important and essential to the smooth flow of the trip. So every night there will be a curfew. I can't tell you when that will be right now because curfew will vary depending on the night, depending on travel, depending on the traffic jam that day, depending on the wake up the next morning. But whatever time it is, we will give them enough time to get into the rooms, get ready. But curfew, whenever it is, we will do a check-in, and then there's every expectation that they will not only go to sleep, but of course they will not sneak out of the room, but we're just leaving the room at that point. And that's essential to the trip. If they do not get a good night's sleep, the trip will not have the same positive transformative nature that we expect and hope and want it to be. So we really have every expectation that they will fully adhere to our curfew. Similarly, waking up in the morning, we will not walk around banging on people's doors. They are responsible, mature teens. That's why they're coming with us. And so therefore, I fully expect that they will get up on time as soon as they know the time, the time they might be for. And if your child's phone is good enough to get them up in the morning, that's great. If he or she needs an alarm clock, make sure they have that alarm clock as well. Whatever is needed to get up in the morning, we have every expectation that they will get up on time. We will check in the morning that they're there, So we're not walking around. And that's just not just in the morning as well. It's being on time to everything, being on time when it's time to go to a place, to leave a place, to meet at a place. We really expect timeliness and cooperation with adhering to the schedule and itinerary as it's written. Otherwise, it would also set us back tremendously, and we'd have to skip things, and we don't want that to happen. We also expect that there will be a social cohesion, that people will form a strong, cohesive family unit together. It's respecting and treating others with respect and decency, is being kind and caring for one another. We expect that that will extend to others' properties as well. We will have no tolerance for people who will damage somebody else's property. That, again, would not, every expectation is that they will treat others and other people's properties with every respect that they would want to themselves as well. Another expectation we have is mobile device use. Of course, we fully expect and encourage you to have your team to have their cell phone with them. Cell phones today are a necessity. It's also better for us. You feel safer if your team has a cell phone. We'll talk a little bit about that. The SIM card is coming in the mail in a moment. But during the programs and during when someone's speaking, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen this that it boggles my mind when a survivor is talking and the team is on their phone, or if it's time to go to sleep at night. We have every expectation that your child will use their cell phone only in the right circumstance, in the right fashion, the right way, at the right time. Well, we want them to have a cell phone, but we have every expectation that they will not abuse it and use it in the wrong time. I'm going to segue for a second. First, about safety and well-being. So you know in Israel, of course, that it can be very hot, and we want your team to be hydrated. We want them to be safe. We want them to, whatever they need to battle the sun effectively and safely, they should make sure to bring that with them. We expect them to drink water. Last year, it was not only hot in Israel, but it was extremely hot in Poland. Some people may have dehydrated on the march, and by some people, I mean, like me, I ended up in a Polish ambulance. You do not want to have that happen to you. So I want you to reiterate your team, you need to drink water. Also, it's important to note that some may not be so keen on drinking Polish water because it sometimes doesn't taste like you're used to. So I strongly encourage you I'll get to other packing tips in a moment, but if you need those little electrolyte packs or other drink mixes to help the water go down, as Mary Poppins would say, go for it. Bring that as well. But it is so important to stay hydrated. Dehydration is a problem. And I expect that this year, because the March we're living is later than it's been in the last 7 or 8 years, that the heat might be a problem in Poland. So please, please, please make sure that they're not only encouraged to drink water, but that they have what they need to drink the water. Let's talk for a moment about medication on the march. So first of all, even now already, whatever your child is on, whatever your teen is on medication-wise, don't change. Don't use now, spring break, as a moment to experiment with different medications, with changing the medication. Whatever you're on now, if it's working, stick to it because you don't want to start experimenting 2 weeks before the trip. It's a bad idea, and whatever is working, let it continue to work. On the trip itself, please, please make sure they have what they need. And then make sure they pack it in their carry-on. Do not pack it in the suitcase. Suitcases have been known to get lost at unfortunate moments. So make sure they have what they need and they put it in their carry-on. And the third thing I recommend is please, please get a copy of that prescription and bring it with them, because even if they lose their medication, if they have a prescription, we can refill it, and the name is not enough because there are different names in Poland and in Israel for the medications. We need the prescription, and then once they have that prescription, they will be likely to be able to fill it wherever we are, and your team will have what it needs to be safe and medically sound. If your child has allergies and they bring an EpiPen, they should carry one with them. If they have a second EpiPen, that we'll be able to hold with us. But otherwise, we really don't want to be holding anything. We give out the medication, so we really want them to take care of it themselves. I think that's good. Just seeing what else we have to cover. Okay. Make sure when your four-year child goes to the airport, the first thing they should pack in their backpack or briefcase, whatever, or glasses, neck wallets out this year. Good, that'll but please make sure that they have their passport. Students, teams have been known to get to the airport without a passport, and it's a problem. So please make sure also they have their passport. Also take a picture of your passport. Make sure they have a copy of that as well. That is good safekeeping tip to make sure you have a picture of it as well. If your teen is an Israeli citizen, they will get into Israel, but they may not be able to leave Israel. So make sure you have what you need. If you if they have an Israeli citizenship, they will need another document. If they're, I think, not sure if it's only over 18 or not, really depends. Make sure you're good to go and leave the country, and the Israeli government will not hold your teen at the border because they don't have a document that allows them to leave. So just make sure if you're an Israeli citizen, you know what I'm talking about. Please make sure they are good to go. Luggage. So before we get to packing, here's what you have to know about luggage. Unlike in America, where the airline, the people working at the desk sometimes are more willing to negotiate with you if it's 51 pounds or if it's 52 and they'll charge you a little bit, it doesn't necessarily work like that at the lot counter. The National Polish Airline is not as willing to negotiate with you. They may not let you travel at 50 pounds and 3 ounces. Sometimes they don't even let you pay to get your luggage on the plane. So here's what I strongly, strongly encourage. When you get to the domestic flight, you stay at the airport with them until they weigh your luggage, make sure it's 49 pounds. Then you'll be good to go and know that they'll have no problem getting on that international flight. But I'm telling you that they are very tough. And they'll actually weigh your backpack as well. So make sure your backpack is not bulging like crazy. We'll talk about what your backpack should look like as well. Also, please bear in mind that whatever goes in their suitcase, they're going to be the ones taking it on, off the bus, carrying it upstairs in hotels or stuff they get in elevators, and sometimes the buses will not park in front of the hotel depending on where we are, where we're at. So they're going to be the ones responsible for it. So however heavy they want the suitcase to be, it's their shoulders and their backs that are going to be schlepping it. So please encourage them to pack sensibly weight-wise. So they get the one check bag of officially 50 pounds and one carry-on. Do not, if I'm not mistaken, they're not going to let you have a carry-on and a big backpack. Okay, so really it's one check luggage and one carry-on. The personal item thing internationally and lot, they're not so good about. So try to stick to that, the one check suitcase and a backpack. You will get a March Living backpack. It's not particularly big or sturdy, although I have found at times that it functions like that magical backpack from the Fantastical Beasts that like has a whole world. Whatever you throw into the backpack, it goes in, like there's a whole underworld of like lots of animals in the movie. My Mark Rubin backpack has felt like that, but I know it's not true, that it has a finite amount of space, and it is not true whatever you want to fill in there can go in there. So make sure that if they want a bigger backpack, I pack that backpack in my suitcase and take a bigger backpack for the plane.
Also, as a reminder, this year the backpacks and the jackets will be brought directly to Poland, so the teams won't receive it until they land and meet Mayer and the rest of the tour guides.
Right. Apparently, I'm schlepping all the backpacks. If your flight is delayed for some unforeseen reason, hopefully you've built your itinerary, your domestic flight, to give you time in case your flight's delayed. But if you have not, please be in contact with the info at bbyopassport.org email to make sure that we know where you're at and what's going on. Every year, people want to know about how much money to bring. So here's what I'll tell you. Everything obviously is included in the cost of the trip. Everything is provided. You do not have to have one penny with you. In fact, I've had kids in the past that have gone on the ship and come home with more than they left because we actually give a little money in Israel for some of the lunches. That won't be the case for most people, but I would estimate that the only thing that they're going to want to spend on is some souvenirs, hopefully some time in Krakow, obviously more time in Israel, and also for snacks at rest stops on the road, again, hopefully more in Israel, not so much in Poland, because of our itinerary, we just prefer not to stop as often in Poland. But if you want that, I would say $200 cash is the maximum, like, feasibly that can be spent. I also highly, highly recommend you bring credit card instead of cash. Most places will be able to use a credit card without a problem. Just on your end, you should make sure that your bank has a travel plan, that they're approving the charges, and also make sure that they don't have an international fee for the usage overseas. But otherwise, please do not, it's unnecessary to bring a lot of cash. $100 will be the most for snacks and souvenirs that they'll probably need. I believe there'll be an opportunity right away to change money in Israel. Hopefully that will be arranged, but there are not a lot. And in Poland, I don't know if there's any opportunity to change money. So again, in Poland, if you want to buy a souvenir, a credit card would be the best. Weather, we can control a lot, but we cannot control the weather. This makes packing for the trip tricky because sometimes the weather, we can expect it to be hot and it's dreadfully cold. Sometimes we expect it to be cold and it's actually hot. And I've had both of those experiences. What we strongly suggest is, A, 2 days before the trip, you check out the weather again to get the last-minute weather, and even that's fickle. But we would encourage you to think about that strategically and pack layers. That's a long-sleeve base shirt, a couple of short-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, one or two, and obviously a jacket. I strongly encourage you to bring a jacket that could also be smushed up into a little bowl that won't take up a lot of room. But there's nothing we can do to predict it, and even look at the weather forecast right beforehand, it'll change anyway. So be prepared for all outcomes. I also want to point out that the March of Living does not get postponed because of weather. We have marched in rain, sleet, snow, and lastly marched in 90-degree weather as well. So whatever weather it is, that's what the march is going to be. So if you want to bring a poncho, that's probably your best bet to remain dry. We do get a Martin Living jacket that is supposedly water resistant, but I wore it last Friday night and I got wet through the jacket. So I don't think that it's necessarily waterproof or water resistant. So you might want to bring a poncho, a small umbrella, that's fine as well. Another packing advice that I really have to mention because it's something that has become an issue in the past. And that is, we do go to the Kotel and other synagogues as well, but I'm more concerned about the Kotel. The Kotel is under the rabbinic authority in here in Israel, and they are very, very concerned about the dress of the March of Living teens as a whole. They have made a specific plea that our girls should be dressed modestly, and I'm not really going to go into specifics, but I think modestly is contains a lot in it, and I think that's really understandable. I think that probably means shoulders should be covered. It means a skirt or pants, but something. But I think that something that is very tight and very revealing, the rabbinic authorities have gotten really anxious and nervous and have complained a lot. And I already got complaints last year about it, even though I was not working for BYU as of that moment, but I already got a heads up then. And it's a problem. It is not a problem. No group of those delegations are more guilty than other delegations, but it is something that we need to keep in mind, keep aware of, that the Kotel is a place where our teams are expected to be modest and dressed appropriately. So when packing, please keep that in mind. Other packing things. So again, make sure that in your carry-on, you have one change of clothing, you have your basic toiletries, obviously not liquids. Contact lenses, please put them in your carry-on. And prescriptions for medication and prescription for contact lenses as well. Put that in your carry-on in case your luggage does not get there right away. We will remind them as well that when they go on that transfer flight from Warsaw to Israel, because their luggage tends to get lost. I hope and expect that it does not happen, but it can. And so please make sure they're aware of that on this first flight as well, that they have the stuff necessary for the next 2 days or at least one day in the carry-on. There is included a packing list in your pre-trip manuals. I don't really have to go through with that specifically, but just to reiterate a couple of things. A lot of times, unfortunately, there's some, cold-like symptoms that go around the march. So because we're in close quarters, we're traveling, our immune system's a little worn down. So bringing stuff like Tylenol, NyQuil, cough drops, tissues, those are things everybody should think about bringing on their own, in your backpack. It's a good idea to have them. That's like a currency, cough drops on the march. White shirts is a good idea for Yom HaZikaron. The tradition is that we're hopefully going to be going to a ceremony in Mashun that night, and it's advisable to wear a white shirt. It's a proper respect for Memorial Day in Israel. Shabbat clothing. So Shabbat on the march is not as dressed up as it is in our programs or conventions, maybe slightly stepped down, but still Friday night, I would expect that we will, there'll be a Shabbat atmosphere and you want to dress, you know, Shabbat-like. I know that usually teams do not like to wear the same thing for two Shabbats in a row when they're amongst the same crowd. We've seen them in their last outfit last week. Please, on the march, no one is judging. They can wear the same outfits 2 weeks in a row, and it is a great idea. It'll save you room and weight in their suitcases. So I strongly advise you to bring one set of Shabbat clothing. Shabbat day, you can dress down a little bit, but and obviously we're going to be walking in the city, so obviously what Shabbat day clothing will be different. You will also make sure to bring water shoes. One of our days in Israel is through the tunnels of Hezekiah, which is wet. You don't want to ruin your shoes or sneakers, so make sure you bring water shoes for that. We will provide a journal, so you don't really need, unless your child is an extensive journaler and wants more, you're welcome to bring that, but otherwise we'll have that. But I strongly suggest whatever pen, marker, coloring pencils, that stuff, the journal will have activities if they may want those, and that's fine and advisable as well. We will provide a hat and jacket in Poland, so they don't need to bring that, and actually shouldn't, because they're going to be wearing the BYO hat throughout the trip. Oh, very important. The March of Living International and security will not let you bring in a backpack into Auschwitz. So that is 2 days that you cannot bring your backpack. So they're going to have to carry their lunch with them. So what is advisable and encouraged is to everyone bring a drawstring bag. So this is not to travel, let them pack it in the suitcase, and for those 2 days, whatever they need for Auschwitz for those 2 days, they'll put it in the drawstring bag. So please make sure they have one. People always want to know about food. So I will say over the last 10 years, the March of Living has improved their food options exponentially. In Poland now, the food is somewhat edible and actually fine. You can completely survive off of it. Now, I will say it is not a bad idea to enrich their options. And so, for example, is pack your own lunch during breakfast. There'll be extra bread and stuff to put on sandwiches. If your teen is a more particular eater, or slightly picky, you may want to increase his options by bringing in things like tuna fish pouches, not cans, because there's no way to drain them on the trip, so during the itinerary itself. So pouches, protein bars are a great idea. If that's what your teen likes to eat, please recommend that. Oatmeal packets are a good idea if you want to supplement a breakfast. And I mentioned before, drink mixes. But basically, if there's something your teen likes and they'll eat, it's a good idea to have it with them, because that way you know that they'll be fine. I will not complain for a second about the food. But I will say the food is fine. It's totally come a long, long way on it, and it's totally fine. Just a side note, I know for myself, if I don't have a coffee, I am not functioning during the day, so I strongly recommend you think about that if they need coffee. Via packets are the best. That's Starbucks via packets, because there'll be hot water at every meal, breakfast and supper. Not lunch, usually. With breakfast and supper, there'll be hot water, and so via packets are the way to go for coffee. Footwear, it is very important, because there's a lot of walking on the trip. Please do not bring open-toed shoes. They cannot walk in flip-flops. We have 10 kids to the emergency room or Karen here in Israel because they cut their foot up, sprained an ankle. It is not worth it. Sneakers are the way to go, except for the wet tunnels and the Dead Sea. They're going in there, the water hikes. Then they can use water shoes for certain parts of those activities, but must have closed-toed shoes that are comfortable. There's a lot of walking, a lot of schlepping, and there's good shoes are very important. We will be offering laundry. I think at the end, I think Aaron will give us the summation of the laundry conversation. It'll cost a little money, but at the end, Aaron will fill us in on the laundry.
So the laundry would work, but when you arrive, you'll be given the opportunity for laundry.
I'm going to go on. I don't think I caught that. Musical instruments. We strongly encourage musical instruments. So if your child plays something, we'd love to have that opportunity. As I said, we have two song leaders. We're always happy to have others who play as well. So if they can play and they want to bring something that's great and wonderful and highly encouraged, and it's an incredible bonus to have on the bus and as itinerary musical instrument. The electrical plugs, as you know, in Poland and Israel are different. Most chargers will take 220, 240 voltage, so they will not need a converter, but an adapter. The adapter for Poland and Israel is the same. It is has the two round pegs of the picture in your picture manual, but it is a good idea to bring some adapters with them as well. Do not bring valuables on the trip. Bad things happen during valuables. I don't even recommend a laptop unless they absolutely need it. Same thing with a tablet. Unless they need it, it's a bad idea to have valuables. Things always manage to disappear and break on these trips. So we don't want them leaving valuables in the room. So please, whatever is not necessary, don't bring valuables that are like, they can do without on the trip. We will keep you updated during the course of our adventure together. You will be getting emails either every night or every other night with pictures, with a recap of the day, with some quotes. You will feel fully abreast of what we're doing every day, and I know you'll enjoy that. Additionally, the March Living itself will be live streamed. You have gotten or will get that information, how to tune in and actually watch it. I do think it's middle of the night for those in America, but it's a great opportunity to see what the experience of your child is actually having on the ground, and if you're lucky, you'll even get a little live feed of your child actually walking into the gates of Birkenau. So I strongly encourage you tuning into that moment. As I mentioned before, you will get, in the welcome packet, you'll get a SIM card, 109, that's the service, and it will come with instructions on how to access that card. I believe that's really all I have. I believe that we covered everything in its entirety. I'm sure I may have left out some minor details, but as I mentioned at the beginning, don't hesitate to reach out at the info@thevoyalpassport.org email. If Aaron can to answer it, forward it to me, and hopefully some of us, between all of us, will know the answer and be able to get the information you need. Thank you again for sending your child with us. Thank you again for doing all this work on your end, and thank you again for spending the time, the last 45 minutes with us, and giving us your time this night, and we appreciate you all. Thank you again, Aaron. Looks like we've lost Aaron. So I will bid you all a good night. Thank you so much again. Have a great
night. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, sorry about that. I was in an area that lost signal. I apologize. Yeah, thank you so much, everyone. We'll send out the recording tomorrow. And one question that did come up was about visitors in Israel. So I'm not sure if you touched on it. But visitors are welcome to visit the group and your child during downtime or when they're shopping or have like Pizor time where they get money for like lunch in like the Old City or Tel Aviv or other areas. So you can coordinate that with your tour guide a couple days before when you land in Israel to figure out what the best timing is for that family to come. Thank you, everyone, for calling.
Thank you. Good night.